I first noticed Aesop's little amber bottles popping up in smart restaurants and hotel rooms a few years ago. They were glass ambassadors from a faraway country of refined, futuristic beauty products. Then I spotted them on the Modern House website and occasionally on Howden's furniture catalogue, positioned next to brick tile showers and Belfast sinks. By spring 2020, the bottles were everywhere. The little vials of its post-poo drops designed to mask bad odours in the loo, shorthand for a certain kind of domestic sophistication. The Aesop bathroom was in a house with Veda trainers in the hallway, Torres crisps in the cupboard, and an Alison Roman pasta dish warming in an Our Place pan on the stove. Like diptyque candles, Aesop products were a cultural signifier far beyond their practical applications. I have a friend who admitted to placing a bottle in the bathroom when they were trying to sell their flat. Then came coronavirus. Whatever else might be said of the pandemic, it was boom time for hand washing, with COVID creating excellent trading conditions for Aesop, and specifically its hand washes. The NHS spent millions on videos about the correct hand washing technique, with Boris Johnson advising we do it for the length of time it takes to sing Happy Birthday twice. Aesop was perfectly positioned to take advantage of the new lather lust. With the world focused on hygiene, the brand became ubiquitous. Hand washing became a life or death issue, the first part of the hands, face, space liturgy. So paying £29 for a 500ml bottle of soap, more per milliliter than Moët and Chandon, began to seem, if not reasonable exactly, something of a treat, particularly as many of life's pleasures had been removed.